Welcome to the J&L Show.
Today is May 21. We're recording live from Valor Academy High School.
My name is Jasmine Garcia.
And my name is Leslie Vasquez. Now, I'm sure that we have all moved to another place or experienced change at some point in our lives that you weren't entirely sure about.
If so, then you will be able to relate to how immigrants have felt when immigrating to the United States. Today's story surrounds the difficulties that immigrants go through when living in the United States. Yee-yee! We all know that immigration is a very popular topic, and we all have our opinions. What do you think, Leslie?
My prediction about the difficulties immigrants go through is discrimination, because according to PewHispanic.org, it states, quote, about two-thirds of U.S. Hispanics, 68%, say that if people pass them on the street, they would describe them as Hispanic or Latino, quote. What do you think, Jasmine?
I agree with you, but I also think that immigrants have trouble with school or work, because according to the Washington Post, it states, quote, like many immigrants, making enough money to support his father and 9 siblings in Pakistan meant working the hours most Americans won't, end quote.
Now that you know what we think, let's go ask people what they think about the issue.
Me and Leslie are at the Valor Academy High School lunch line, asking people about what they think in order to find out more about difficulties that immigrants go through.
Let's go check it out. Hi, my name is Leslie from the J&L Show, and I wanted to ask you what you think is the hardest part about immigrating to the U.S.
I think adjusting or, like, getting used to the environment, definitely, you know, with the language or cultural barriers.
I think the hardest part about immigrating would be to leave everything that you know behind and starting somewhere new.
Hi, I'm Jasmine from the J&L Show, and I wanted to ask you what are some difficulties that immigrants face today?
Immigrants have to face with discrimination, family separation, and low-paying jobs.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jasmine from the J&L Show, and I'm here with a stranger from the street. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think immigrants' life is like?
I think an immigrant's life is hard because they face discrimination.
As you can see, people are pretty educated on the topic of immigration.
But it's important to know that not all immigration stories are the same.
Yes, and that's why we have a special guest today to tell us about her unique experience in the United States, Maria Garcia.
Maria immigrated from El Salvador to the United States with her cousins when she was 21 years old. Here's what she said.
If you could go back in time, what would you do differently? Si pudieras retroceder en el tiempo, ¿qué harías de manera diferente?
Si pudiera retroceder el tiempo, hubiera trabajado menos y estudiado más.
¿Por qué?
Porque yo me dediqué a trabajar y no a estudiar.
¿Cómo te podía cambiar la vida si estudiaras más?
Si yo hubiera estudiado mínimo el fin de semana, hubiera dedicado sábado para estudiar, hubiera trabajado 5 días a la semana, y hubiera estudiado 2 días a la semana. Hubiera cambiado mi vida muchísimo porque llevo 30 años aquí. En 30 años, si yo hubiera estudiado 2 días, hubiera sido mucho a largo plazo. Pero nomás trabajé, si era posible, 7 días. Y a veces de noche y de día.
¿Qué no te dejó a estudiar?
La necesidad que dejé atrás con mi mamá y mis hermanos. Eso me hizo a que yo no estudiara y trabajara más. Porque como no tenía documentos, no tenía, era ilegal, no tenía un futuro incierto aquí. Y yo necesitaba ahorrar. Por si tenía que regresar, algo que valiera la pena de haber estado aquí.
As we heard Maria say, it was very difficult to live in the U.S. because she had to work so she can send money back home to El Salvador. Because of this, she didn't have the opportunity to go to school and get an education.
This issue is common in immigrants who come from poorer countries or conditions. I would also like to say an additional thank you to Maria for allowing us this interview.
Based on what we learned from the expert interview, we can conclude that our predictions were partially correct because she explained how work was the biggest part of her coming to the U.S.
What I thought was really interesting was how there was a large variety of answers between the people that we interviewed.
Something that I found from our expert interview is that our interviewee really wished that she could focus a bit more on education than work.
You can see that being able to make enough money to support your family back home is a huge challenge for immigrants, as well as discrimination and struggling families.
What's really sad is that there are immigrant kids being held in detention centers right now, and there are also immigrants working really hard to provide for their families, and there aren't many people doing anything about it.
Well, there are several support groups for these immigrants and ways that people can help, like donating or just being kind and welcoming to the people. It's the little things that can really make a difference in someone's life.
I know that today's episode was sad and hard to hear, but it's something that needs to be discussed in order to help the situation.
But that's all for today's episode of the JNL Show. I hope you enjoyed hearing the stories and getting to the bottom of the true immigrant experience.
This has been Jasmine and Leslie.
Yee yee!